Well, Pinkies, here we are once again, driving around the big city streets of Vancouver. So you're saying, what the heck is going on? Where do I think I am? Where do you think you are, Faye? Well, do I sound funny? Because I've just been to the dentist. And I'm finding it very hard to enunciate. Not because my face is frozen, but just by the sheer feeling of having someone grind away at your face for half an hour. Ugh, oh, I hate going for the cleanings. I kind of hate them. I don't really hate them, but by the end of the, mister, you're not even watching where you're going. Just walk out, step right out into the street, hoping to get run over by somebody with a BMW, probably. Not looking where they're going. Just walk. No, I'm just going to step into the street. Sorry, musing Mark that I almost ran over, another pedestrian. Okay, so I've been to the dentist. We've been to see the car doctor, because I have not yet been able to tell you how somebody drove into the spy car while it was parked on the street. So I've been to see the repair shop about how they're going to fix this car. From the scrapes and scratches and broken bumper, bumpers that just peel like orange peels, like a Christmas orange. The bumpers just peel away on these cars. So they're going to order some parts, get me a new bits of blue, itty bitty bits of chrome. And then I get to come back and leave my car with them. But hey, Pinkies, you know what that means? It means they're going to give us a loaner and we're going to get a new car to test drive. Who knows what it might be? So that'll be in a future episode. So I'm making my way back home from the big city, the big, ugly, wet, scary city. And then I'm going to go see a chiropractor about my broken back and Thor neck. You're Thor. I'm Thor. I can hardly pith. Does anybody know the joke? The lead up to that joke? You're Thor. I'm Thor. I can hardly pith. If you know that joke, you email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Lord knows not a single soul emailed me about Orlando, Florida, which I'm going to be there in about 3 weeks. So if there's any Floridian podcast listeners who live there in Orlando, I know that Guru Nudie is an hour and a half away or so in Tampa. Tampa? And, you know, those Pod is My Co-Pilots are there in somewhere else, Temperville or Fort Lauderdale or something. Sorry, what was that? Celica or something I cut off. I'm driving like a maniac because, you know, I've been driving around town all day. I've been driving through rush hour traffic, and I'm sorry, but I've put this car into sport mode, and we're not taking shit from anybody today. So if you hear a big crash... Incidentally, the damage to the bumper, I had nothing to do with it. I was parked, minding my own business, on the street, nowhere near my car, when someone decided to smash into it. So what am I supposed to talk about now? I have a big list of things that I'm supposed to talk about. Today's the day of the big vote, and already the voting machines are cheating. They're not allowing people to select Obama. They select the Obama button and it just turns on Mitt Romney. Now, I wonder how many votes that has screwed up. How many votes have they stolen by some blind old lady clicking on the beep and thinking, oh, I heard a beep, it must have worked. And they voted for Mitt Romney when they should have voted for Obama. And the lines. You know, if in Canada, if we had to wait, the longest I've waited in line to vote is maybe 10 minutes. 10 minutes every time I voted. People are waiting an hour or more to vote. It's no wonder your American system of government is so fucked up. I feel so sorry for you, Americans. You're just being hosed left, right, and center by your governments and the people that we put in charge. The whole system of government and money and everything about your country seems to be controlled by that 1%. And I apologize for that. I feel terrible for you. Anyway, so enough about that. So let's see. Now I want to talk about. This is giving me cause for concern. The way that you people are shipping food across the country. Now, somebody just sent Big Fatty some kind of bacon from England. Who was not sent Big Fatty a bunch of bacon from England. Are you guys not the least bit concerned about food traveling across the country? Like, this is just very bizarre to me. And how you'll ship cookies. I'm going to mail you some cookies and you get cookies in the mail from people? Like, that's just weird to me. It just concerns me that this you're sending. This is bizarre to me that you would send a pound of bacon to Charleston, South Carolina from the UK. This is just bizarre to me. I don't understand. I can't fathom this. Aren't you worried about many... I'd be worried about many things. One, someone's going to smell the bacon and say, hey, this smells like bacon. I'm taking it. Or that rats are going to get it on the airplane ride from over the ocean. And isn't it going to go bad in the trip? What if it gets lost in the mail and you get it 2 years later? You're going to have this reeking, seething, pulsating hunk of bacon that didn't make it to its destination? Because you know you've heard. You know the way the city, the postal system works. Maybe not in the UK, but the fucking US Postal Service? You're going to entrust your diamond-encrusted bacon to the US Postal Service? I don't know if this is the wisest thing. This concerns me. So, this is the... And then people are going to be shipping these fucking Christmas rock bread pound cakes. What are they called? Christmas cakes? Nut loaf, whatever it is. You're gonna be. Grandma's gonna send you a pound of nutty fruit cake. I don't know about this. I'm kind of hungry actually, because you know. I didn't want to eat before the dentist, but then they say, oh, you're going to wash your mouth out with fluoride. Don't eat for 30 minutes or whatever. So, you know, the going to the dentist is like fasting for half a day. Well, you know, I'm sure there's much more. I want to say a couple of hellos to people. George... in Atlanta. You know, I save all your Saturday Night Georges, whatever the hell they're called. And I was enjoying one yesterday when I was washing one of my cars and Thank you very much, George, for your Saturday shows. And the Laughing Buddha did a diary show, and the Laughing Buddha is correct. We are going to be live on Pride 48 on November 16th. I'm going to rustle up some guests. We're going to talk about some car stuff. Got another couple of interesting shows on the live Pride 48 garage show that I'm going to be having coming up in the future. So do catch us. I have no idea when this episode is going to air, but look for us on November the 16th for the on pride48.com, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be me, the Laughing Buddha for sure, I'm fairly certain, and some other very important guests. You know what was sweet that I heard on the Big Fatty Show? Ron sent a little voice message to his partner of X number of years, 14 or 15 years maybe, quite a long time. Somewhere up there. Just to say happy birthday to Haunt Cub. Did you hear that voice message from Ron? Wasn't that the sweetest thing? That touched my heart. What a sweet guy Ron is. And we all know how adorable the Haunt Cub is, so I was a little verklempt at that. Thank you, Ron, for doing that. You know, I've been enjoying my car today, and I've been enjoying some good music, so now that I'm a little bit out of the city, I'm going to sit back and relax. I'm going to play some music. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to talk anymore, so if you don't want to hear the music, turn it off when it comes on. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And look for the new show with the Faye and Brenda show, Drive Time Tonopa, which is pronounced Tonopa, not Tonopa. It's not Tonopa, Nevada. That's not what you say. You don't say Nevada. So why should you say Tonopa? It's Tonopa, Nevada, Tonopa. Drive Time in Tonopa. Now listen, I understand that Tonopah is a physical place, a spot on the map, a place in the country, in Nevada. Tonopah. That's a real place. Tonopah might be a real place, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Tonopah. And Tonopah, my friends, is a state of mind. It is a place. You can be in a state of mind. You can be in a place in your life. And the place that I've defined is Tonopah. So if you want to join me and Brenda in Tonopah, you can join us once a month on Drive Time in Tonopah. And I know for a fact that Cronhaven is wigging out, just wigging right out right now, about the way that I say Tonopah. I hope you're enjoying that show with me and Brenda Boo, because we have been enjoying making it for you. So you can look forward to another couple episodes of Drive Time in Tonopah. All right, let's play some music. CD changer
menu.
CD3.
Yeah, the honky tonk.
honky-tonk.